Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I talk about some of the specs that get us that just take over our lives in a way that just destroy our vision. And the first one is the speck of distraction. We're so easily distracted. And in that context, I would say it's really the killer ease, the entertainment, the electronics and the extras in our lives, the things that we don't need, that we, and I'm specifically talking to followers of Jesus Christ, people who we know better. We know our time is limited. We know the urgency of the hour. We know the desperate need in our world. And instead of like being resolved to do something about the need, we're watching Netflix shows. And I put myself, I'm not judging others, I'm preaching to myself. I mean, and I catch myself just having a list of the things that I still need to watch in this life. It's just a distraction that will destroy us. The other speck is the speck of defeat. We'll have one bad thing happen to us. Big deal. You break an engagement. You fail a test. You don't get into the college that you wanted to go to, whatever it is. And it's like, that's it. We call it off. Like, we're like, God, I don't think you ever called me to follow you or to be in ministry or whatever it is that, you know, I'm never going to do that again. And yet history, the church is full of men and women. I talk about Judson, Adoniram Judson, the old missionary, and how many failures looked like in his life and many others. He's not alone. You know, you can go down the list of great men and women who looked like failures, and yet God resurrected their failures into life. And then the third one is the speck of delay. We wait a little. God doesn't deliver when we want him to. And we our conclusions about God are so unfair and so wrong. You know, we're sinful in it. And I tell you, man, talk about speaking fast. I am not good at waiting. And yet my life has been, I feel like I'm the poster child for waiting. And because everyone who's waiting thinks that they're it, right? I mean, Sure, you don't love to wait either, Bill. But yeah, so those specs, I think, can really get us. And I think if we can be aware of them, you know, then when you are in a season of delay, and by the way, waiting and delay are two different things. I mean, we all are like, I'm good with waiting. We don't get mad at God for waiting. Our problem is when it's the delays. Like, it should have happened by now. You know, we all can wait for our flights. I mean, we know you go to the airport, you wait for your flight, you expect even half-hour delay, that's fine. But now when you get the lady who won't even tell you how long it's going to take for the plane to be fixed, that's when you're, who you really are shows up. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, I'm not always the picture of grace in those moments, but I'm learning and I'm growing. And I think that's ultimately what God is about turning us into the type of people who would shine in the darkness in those moments.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.